Gonna be
this is great because we're recording, so even better. You're listening to the Animal Control Report with your hosts,
Ashley Bishop.
Oh, and Daniel Ettinger. No English accent for me today.
Thank goodness.
What?
I don't want to offend any more people.
The English. I mean, that's true. It is the Animal Control Report. Check us out at, what's our website, Bishop? KeepItHumane.com. Check us out on Facebook, Animal Control Report, or Keep It Humane, those two. We also have a YouTube channel, so if you want to see this, you can actually watch this on YouTube, so just put in the Animal Control Report, or you can also watch it on Spotify now, because they do that. That's pretty cool. You ready, Bishop?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Sean, are you ready?
I was going to say, is Sean ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Jennifer, are you ready?
Sure.
She's in there. I promise. She's in that screen. She's in that screen. So what we're doing this time, and Sean has, he clearly thought he was being served papers. So, you know, he's not necessarily sure what's going on here, which is fun. We at the Animal Control Report like to have fun. And here comes the fun.
Oh, boy.
Now, I have to read something, so please bear with me. Jennifer Fly, Animal Control Supervisor with City of Chesapeake, is that correct?
Yes.
Hi. Nominated Sean Henry for the Animal Control Officer of the Year, presented by the Animal Control Report podcast. And so, Sean, we are here to congratulate you and let you know you are the Animal Control Officer of the Year. And you will be receiving your award actually very soon, along with some other things. So I'm going to read your nomination. That was...
Lord have mercy.
See, there's papers. There's papers.
That,
well, I want to hear this.
That Jennifer so eloquently wrote, and bear with me because... as all everyone knows, my reading is about, what is it, a fifth grade level, Bishop?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, yeah. I don't know, my kids do a little bit better some days.
Wow. I am nominating ACO Sean Henry with the Chesapeake Bay Department of Animal Services Unit. Our unit has faced severe staffing shortages over the past 2 years. The worst this department has ever encountered. ACO Henry has truly stepped up and proven himself to be an invaluable member of our team. He has frequently offered to cover gaps in our schedule that result due to staffing shortages. He volunteers for night shifts, weekends, and on call without complaint. This has allowed staff to attend training, take time off, etc. He doesn't hesitate to stay late to assist evening shift ACOs with difficult calls, or to handle a few calls so not to leave the evening shift with such a large burden. He treats everyone he encounters with respect and compassion, even during times of conflict. He sets an excellent example of what an ACO should be to the community. In the past year, ACO Henry handled over 1,500 calls for service, issued numerous criminal summonses, successfully prepared those for court, impounded close to 400 animals, and handled the overnight on-call for our department nearly 100 times. Whew, most of our calls for service require some type of follow-up at a later date due to ensure compliance. Whether rechecking an inadequate care case, tracking down witnesses, interviewing victims, etc., this can become difficult during times of short staffing. However, ACO Henry has stayed on top of this casework. Because of this, no animal or person has fallen through the cracks. ACO Henry is an impeccable role model when interacting with the community. When his calls involve concerned citizens and Good Samaritans, ACO Henry takes time to educate the public, often utilizing them in a rescue scenario when it's safe to do so. For example, this year, ACO Henry has... This year, ACO Henry has extracted kittens from car engines with the help from local auto parts stores, has reunited goslings with their parents, with the assistance of concerned citizens, has educated a child about ACOs and wildlife rehabilitation while safely securing an injured seagull that the child had found in the road, and has helped a local licensed exotic animal owner retrieve his alligator from a neighbor's pool. Yeah. Recently, ACO Henry has also coordinated a rescue of an injured bald eagle with a local construction workers. They were able to contain the eagle and then transport it to a local permitted wildlife rehabilitator. The eagle is being released tomorrow. So this is, since this has been nominated for a while, the eagle's already released. But the eagle is being released tomorrow by the Wildlife Center of Virginia, thanks in to part by ACO Henry. His interaction with the public always showcases our unit in a positive and professional way and goes a long way to turn around the negative attitude so many have regarding our profession. In 2022, our unit began hiring new ACOs, but with only one field training officer, there was no way that one person could provide the adequate training to the desperately needed five new hires. On average, our training takes 6 months to a year for our officers. ACO Henry volunteered to take on the temporary acting assignment as FTO, field training officer, as he has done an amazing job. He is very thorough in his training and a perfect balance of supportive and honest to our trainees. He does not become frustrated with his trainees. He encourages them to learn and thoroughly answers questions they have. His standards are high, and he shows in his work ethic and attention to detail. He sets a perfect example for trainees assigned to him. So far, two of those trainees have begun working solo, and we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. In addition to his work duties, ACO Henry also frequently welcomes animal shelters also welcomes shelter animals into his home. He has a soft spot for dogs that need a little extra attention to thrive and become adoptable. He doesn't hesitate to take them into his home when the shelter is faced with making difficult decisions due to space. The dogs thrive in his care, and if not adopted by him, go on to be successfully adopted by new families. So that, sir, is your nomination, an amazing nomination, I may add, and why you are crowned the Animal Control Officer of the Year.
Congratulations.
That was not expected.
Better than the papers you were expecting, right?
No. This is better.
Yes.
Jennifer, slide on in here really quick. Is there anything we didn't add? I mean, you didn't add because that was your words. That you want to make sure he hears or our listeners hear about the great work that he does. Because that was an exceptional nomination. But, you know, he's here with us right now. So is there anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, gosh.
It's okay.
No, it does sum it up in the nomination. I would, like I said in that, he sets a high standard. And it's over the past year, just watching like our Axon videos where he's training or interacting with the public, you're never let down. So even when he has to deliver bad news to somebody or he's issuing a summons, no, there's still, it's same across the board. He treats everybody equally.
Bishop, what's your thoughts on this awesome nomination?
I think it sounds like it's very well deserved. And I'm hoping that, you know, your trainees take what you have to give, because it sounds like you have a lot to give as far as information. So,
and it's not just that I have a lot to give. I also like to think that I take some from them as well. It's not just an experience of me teaching them. What can I take from them that maybe they have to offer me as far as maybe new ideas or maybe how to do something that I normally would, you know, I would do, but they have a quicker way or a better way of doing it. It's never a one-way street.
And so that's the open-mindedness that I think makes a good officer too, is to realize there's not just one way to accomplish something, to see the alternate routes as well. So, and I trained him, so of course he's good.
See where it comes from.
Sean, I would like to know how long you've been an ACO.
5 years. Past November, it's been 5 years. Wow. Yeah.
What got you started in the profession?
Well, this was not a profession that I was actually even thinking of it's kind of a long story, so I don't know how much time we have. So I'll try to shorten it up.
No, we have time. We have time.
Yeah, okay.
So I started off in the Navy. In 2013, I decided to sever ties, retire, whatever you want to call it. At that point, I was looking for something different to do. I fell into being a court clerk for one of the other cities here, working in traffic court. And of course, seeing the officers come in, hearing their testimonies, going through traffic cases, it started piquing an interest in me of maybe I could be, I'm sorry, hold up. Someone's being neglected.
They need camera time. There it is.
There we go.
Aw, okay. Look at that little baby.
I started, getting an interest in maybe becoming a police officer. So in 2018, I started putting applications in. I started looking around. Applied for different cities, and Chesapeake actually picked me up. Went through their academy. I think I had maybe 2 months left in their academy, and something in me said, maybe this is not exactly the right position for me. Well, at the time, my trainers at the academy really saw something in me and presented an opportunity that maybe a police officer is not the right position for you. Have you ever thought about animal control? And I obviously said, no, I've never even thought of that.
Did you know what it was?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, no, I don't know what that is. What is that? And it was presented that there was a position open that I should apply and see if I get picked up. Of course, applied, did an interview, did not get picked.
Ah!
Yes, you did.
I was not right away. I wasn't picked.
I wasn't on that panel then. I was on the second.
Didn't get picked right away, but I was, I was given an opportunity. I was told, you were not first. If there's a possibility that a position opens, we'll give you a call. And as things started falling into place, Chesapeake came calling, and I said, let's go for it. And ever since then, it's just been boots on the ground running. I have enjoyed every minute of it. It's a learning experience every day. Okay, I enjoy almost every minute. There's usually maybe a minute or two where you're in court or you're really dealing with somebody, and it's like, you're testing it. But you got to find the bright side in it. And here it is, right here.
Look at that Frenchie for those of you just those of you just listening on Spotify, you got to look at the video because he has this brindle, like a brown brindle French bulldog, probably, what, 3-4 months?
Is it?
Oh, no. What?
Yeah. She's got
double puppies. Litter. They got dual puppies.
Yeah.
Check it out. Check us out on YouTube. What are their names?
So we got Ollie and Hooch.
Oh.
No, they're not related.
I mean, you don't know that. Hooch had a lot of...
Yeah, Hooch has got a lot in it. There's no bulldog.
Oh.
So cute. In the 5 years, Sean, do you have an impact moment? What stands out to you?
It all depends. A good impact moment, a bad impact moment, a moment where it's like...
When did it click for you to say, like, okay...
Can we say certain words on this podcast?
You can say whatever you like.
Okay, yeah. Like an oh shit moment?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm checking off all those boxes within 5 years. The alligator was an oh shit moment. That was definitely an oh shit moment. I get called out to a home here in the city, and the teenager at the house says, there's something in my pool. Okay. It tells our dispatcher there's an alligator. I'm like,
it's not a gator.
Maybe
we don't have gators in Virginia like that.
Get to the pool, and sure enough, in the deep end of the pool, there is a baby alligator, a decent size alligator, and that was a oh shit. Okay. I have to get this out of the pool. Luckily the owner only lived 4 houses down, and we were able to get him to come out and help get it under control.
Are alligators allowed to be owned in the city?
He has an exotic permit. He's actually a pretty decent guy. I think I don't think he has the gators anymore because he could not. What was happening is wildlife was getting in their enclosure to try to get to them. Mm. So it wasn't that the gators were breaking out, it's that the wildlife was coming in to get the gators. So he does a lot of educational stuff, and he's actually... We've viewed his setup and been to his property numerous times because anybody like that, you're going to get complaints on, even if they're usually not valid. But he has different permits through our Department of Wildlife Resources and stuff to have them.
So definitely, there's quite a few oh shit moments. an in moment or a moment where I want to say I want to impact somebody's life is always that moment when just yesterday somebody had come up to the shelter to fill out a lost report. They had just lost their dog. They didn't know where it was. I happened to go onto a call, find the dog, find that it has a microchip. And the owner was not too far from where I was at, came by. And she's like, have you found a dog? She gave me a description. And I said, it doesn't really match the description given by the person who's found it, but let's check. And sure enough, it was her dog. So, you know, just being able to reunite those owners with their animal when they get lost, that's always an impactful moment for them, but also for me as well. I feel like I've accomplished what I've set out to do. You know, I've been able to help somebody in some capacity.
It's a positive interaction too. Yeah. We don't get that often. Seeing a grateful owner, we don't get to see the grateful owners that often.
That's fair.
But they do happen. They happen.
Sean, you've been in it for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was something you didn't expect to get into. Do you think it's something you can see yourself staying in now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hallelujah. Did you have any animal welfare?
That would have made some great radio, though. That would have made some, I'll be honest, the unexpected, because this was all unexpected. It would have made some great radio if he looked at you, Jennifer, and he's like, actually, I'm putting in my best thing. I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know what to do.
Wait, is it live now? Because I can go back and change the answer. You want to edit the other answer?
See, we are live now.
We are. Yeah.
5 years is good. No, it's definitely something I could see myself continuing to do until it's just time to stop.
Okay.
Even if you know, living in Chesapeake is no longer an option for me, I would still like to carry on in another city, maybe in town, wherever. I would like to continue as an animal control officer.
I can see Jennifer thinking, like, what do you mean Chesapeake's not going to, what's going on? What's going on?
Maybe I'm not the best supervisor, but when we have neighboring jurisdictions that have openings that would be somewhat of a promotion, I don't hesitate to tell them about it.
That's actually a sign of a good supervisor.
I tell them, and, you know, the people higher than me tend to go, stop. And I'm like, no. You know, we're a small unit. I mean, we're not as small as some people have it, but we are a small unit. There's only so much room for advancement. And at the end of the day, I want what's best for the people that work under me. So
that's awesome.
I mean, if they're not happy, I'm not happy. It makes work miserable for everybody.
True. So. Yeah, absolutely.
True.
Did you have any animal experience prior to this then?
Not really, no. I maybe did one or two stints at a local SPCA during the summertime, assisting them with cleaning kennels. I would say the most experience I have is my own animals. Before I started as an animal control officer, 3 dogs. So I'm going to let you take a guess what that number has jumped to.
Is it legal in your jurisdiction, first of all?
I don't know. He doesn't live in our city.
I don't live in this city. Yeah, so we're good on that.
I'm going with 5 dogs.
I'm going to say 7.
No, yeah, it was 5.
It was 5?
Yeah, I'm up to 5. Wait, what? 6 maybe. Hold on.
Whoa.
Half a count.
He's got to do a head count real quick. Hold on.
Sure.
So I will say, when he was hired, we had a number of applicants, and we did
it
interviews.
Was 5. It was 5.
And we actually interviewed somebody with 13 years experience.
Huh?
And I chose Sean over that person, just because in the interview, you know, he had good answers to our questions. That's what I look for. It's not if the answer's perfect, but if it's...
I remember that interview. I don't think I did.
No, you did. I
remember that interview. So, I don't think I did.
But my hesitation during the whole process was the lack of animal experience. I can teach you the law enforcement side of things. I can teach you how to enforce the codes. I can teach you what they are, but I can't teach you when a dog's going to bite you. Mm. So that's harder, in my opinion, to teach. But no, he, first couple times, not going to lie, held my breath a little bit, like, here we go, he's going to get bit. But no, he's done great. So I really felt like there wasn't much to teach him as far as it comes to the animals and their body language and learning how to interact with them. So
that's the next question then, though. How many times have you been bit in the 5 years?
Once.
Cat, dog, alligator?
It was a dog. I was on a call. This is when Max was still here.
Oh, it was before me being
it was before you. Okay. It was before you. Only happened once, and it was very minor. A dog was out loose. I was trying to put a leash on it and got it halfway through. And as I went to bring my hand back over, it just got me in the thumb. And because I pulled it right on out, and it just, you know, just a minor cut. That's it. I like to play it safe. If it's not something that I know I can do by myself, safety is a real big thing with me. I'm not going to just put myself in danger just to get bit, to, you know, say that I can't, you know. I need to be able to go home at the end of the day.
He has self.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. The short answer.
Sean, with the recognition, you know, I know that you probably, even before this, never even heard of the Animal Control Report. That's okay. That's okay. But we really tried this year to find ways to give back to our listeners, to give back to the hard work that animal control officers do in our community, because we feel like it's limited. You can get a state nomination. There's a national nomination. Sometimes you have to be a member in order to get the nomination. And we wanted to do things a little differently, where it was just open to anyone. And so there was a lot of competition. There were a lot of people out there that were nominated. And I want you to know that you know the work that you're doing is recognized. This is a very thankless job, but it really looks like you have a great department that recognizes the hard work, obviously, enough to document it and submit, to take time out of their day to submit a pretty, it was long. Like, I'm surprised I only messed up a few times.
I've got a great supervisor.
You do.
And I don't remember that.
I just want you to understand, and just coming from my perspective, being in this industry and having times where I was burned out, where I was cynical, it sounds like you're kind of that beacon of hope for those that, you know, can continue on in the job and really perform at a high level. You know, 5 years is actually, in comparison, it's actually quite a bit of time. A lot of officers, I think the average is like 2 years now, right? Oh. It's pretty quick. A lot of officers get in the job and then realize that it's not for them. So we're excited that you're out there and you're changing the way people perceive our profession. And it starts with that, right? It starts with every interaction people like you have. So some of our listeners that were nominated, you know, they're doing some great work as well. And we want people to continue to do that. So I want to say thank you personally and professionally for you being able to get out there in the community and show people we're not just the dog catcher. Show people we're not just, you know, the dog pound. Like, we actually are empathetic. We care. We're educated. We want people to know that we're here to help. So thank you.
Appreciate that.
I just second what Dan said, and I think that everything that I've heard sounds like something that, you know, we definitely need in the profession. So thank you for being out there and doing that and educating the new up and coming officers on that as well.
So what is your favorite tool to use?
Ooh. Oh. I don't know if I have one.
Do you know what a lariat is?
I don't know if I have one. Squeak toys don't work for me. treats, it's 50-50, you know. And of course, when it comes to cats, does not work. That never works. I have tried that on several occasions, and you know, the whole come here, come, doesn't work. I really don't know.
We like putting people on the spot here. It's okay.
Just a little.
I really couldn't tell you like what my favorite tool is.
It sounds like, from what I read, your probably your best tool is your mouth, the way that you communicate.
I can agree with that.
There it is, right there. Yeah,
that's what I see from my perspective, and so
yeah,
a lot can be learned from that. So
I have been told, even going through the police academy, I was given very high praise by an instructor that I know how to talk. I know how to bring things down, or just talk to somebody who might be really going through it. So yeah, there you go. My mouth. Although sometimes it does work against me.
I know that one. Bishop can confirm that. Bishop, nice hat, by the way. I didn't get a chance to comment on that. Hey, I just jumped right in.
That time
very
of
festive.
Year.
It is. All right, rapid fire. I'm going to throw things out there. You got to answer
go for
quick.
It.
Favorite movie?
It depends on a decade, I guess.
You pick.
Okay. If it's anything from the 80s, it's got to be The Breakfast Club.
Okay, that's a fantastic movie. Love that.
Yeah. You've
You're
seen
not
it,
old
Dan?
Enough for the 80s, though, bro.
I'm...
Jennifer, is he not like 28? Is he...
If the award didn't tear me up, that just made me so... I'm about 42.
Shut up.
I'm not pushing it. I think I'm 41. So I'm getting two for next year. It'll be 42, I think.
Wow. I thought this guy was in his like 30s. Yeah, young 30s.
It's a lot. I'm old, but I appreciate it. But I like to tell people it's just a lot of facial scrub. That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You use that nice, like the vanilla
exfoliating. Yeah, gotta have those hard beads. I need to know that I'm scrubbing off the age. Yeah.
All right, so Breakfast Club, good. Yep. All right, favorite musician?
Sade.
Oh, yep. That's a great pick.
Yep, I could have that on. You put that on anywhere, that's it.
Do you want to sing a little bit with me?
No.
We can do
I would need to be at least five cocktails in.
No Harry Love, let's go. We'll just do some karaoke on the Animal Control Report. Bishop, you in?
No, I don't even know who this person is.
You don't? Oh my god, you're removed from the podcast.
I'm googling right now.
Favorite snack that you have in the truck at all times?
I was just going to say that, Dan.
Sorry, you go
well,
next.
Here's the
go
thing next. About me and my supervisor. If Fly can vouch, I keep my truck clean, so I don't really.
Yes,
I don't
not
really
a crumb
eat.
In that
yeah,
truck.
I don't really eat in it. If I had to pick a favorite snack, all of them.
Fair.
If I stand up, you'll get that. All of them.
Wow.
I am not particular about food. I do not discriminate against snacks. Snacks are everything.
Snacks are life.
Yep.
So you have five dogs at home.
I do.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh, no. We have no favorite animals. Oh, wait, you mean favorite dog or just like favorite animal in general?
Favorite animal in general.
Dog.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not prejudiced against a cat. I have fostered kittens before.
It's like a just... night.
I went two nights. No, actually, I did have a mom and her kitten, and I did it for about maybe a month. Maybe. I can't remember how, but it was quite a while. I just find dogs are just, I don't know, a little...
more agreeable.
Yeah. Cats, they don't need me that often. I can put them, you know, here, you go do your thing, and you'll come get me when you need me. Whereas a dog needs me. And I'm okay with that.
So how many foster fails?
I got to bring the digits out.
At least three.
Four. My very first foster fail was in the first. It's basically one for every year, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't have one for this year.
He was still in training.
The year's young. You can still make it.
Yep. My very first foster fail happened the first year that I was an ACO, and then one for every year that I've been here. This year we've learned to say no. You know, we'll foster, but we're not failing. We're learning not to fail.
Well, this is great. You know, I'm glad that this came to a surprise. Jennifer, I'm glad you were able to help set this up because...
I keep a secret.
Oh, yeah, she does.
What did you think you were here for?
Well, I mean,
I just told them they wanted to interview ACOs. Yeah,
I just got a, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? And I'm like, that's a life dream right there. You know, either I want my own podcast with somebody, or hell yeah, I'll be on a podcast. You know, of course I didn't tell her that. It was just, yeah, I'll do it. Sure, whatever. I guess nobody else wanted to do it. I'll do it. So that's I'll fantastic. Be the nice one. And that was it. I had no idea what the subject, in fact, coming into the room, I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
He asked, and I said, you'll find out.
Yeah, I was like, what are we going to talk about? Because, you know, I can fake it till I make it, but, you know, I need a, give me, you know, cliff notes or something. So.
Well, I want you to know that your well-deserved award will be there. There's going to be a couple other things in the package as well. So we hope to get a photo of that so we can share that online. We really appreciate the hard work that goes into this job, and having someone like you represent us as a profession is great. So I'm excited for you, and I'm grateful for Jennifer for being able to get that to us and put as much time and effort as she did. Jennifer, do you have anything for us, or do you have anything just in general you want to share about your department or about you? You've been in this job for how long?
Oh, God. I've been here for over 12 years, and I've been with the same city the entire time, which apparently I've learned is not common.
It's not common.
Jump around, yeah. I've lived in this city since the fourth grade, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am. So,
well, you're younger than him, obviously.
No. So. No, I'm older than him. my kids, I'm training people that are old enough, you know, that could be my kids. We'll just leave it at that. So the first time I had somebody younger than one of my kids was, that was the moment I wanted to jump out the truck over a bridge. But for 12 years now, it's I've had a lot of people come through the doors, a lot of people who have tried me, a lot of people who have had a lot of promise, and a lot of people who've surprised me. And, you know, I would say Sean's one of the ones that surprised me. And so I think what I told him a couple years ago is I didn't keep the receipt. I have no plans to return you.
I like that.
You heard that, right? She cannot return me. It's gone.
Yeah.
60 days have passed.
Yeah.
Or is it 90 days now?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I like. I like to make sure that, you know, I'm full of surprises. You don't know what's going to happen next.
No. So, but yeah, we're somewhat of a small unit, 10 or 11 officers is fully staffed for us. But I will tell you, in the 12 years I've been here, we've never been fully staffed. So I understand it's a struggle for everybody all over the country.
Yeah.
Keeping, you know, people get into this job and it's not what they expected it to be. Mm-hmm. And so they leave quickly. But I feel like at this point, the team that we have a really good team of people. You know, I'm really happy with the group that I have to work with, and I'm very proud of them. You know.
You sound like a great supervisor. You really do. And that's important, though, because it can be difficult in a job like this where you don't have some of that support and some of that mentorship. So keep up the good work. Seriously.
I remember all the old shit moments I had, and I try to help them out so they don't feel like they're out there in the wind on their own. Nobody.
Yeah.
So. You made a comment earlier that sticks with me, and it's something that I just want to highlight that. You said earlier, like, if there's a job that's maybe a promotion outside of the agency that you currently work for, that you don't hesitate to let people know because you want to see people grow. And I think that, to me, are signs of leaders, right? Leaders are not afraid to lose somebody if it means that person can continue to grow and do their life's work. And so I just want to recognize you for something that you probably don't even realize you do with intent. You just do it because you are a leader. And that should be highlighted too. So thank you for having that kind of mentality when it comes to the job and just being in that position that you're in. Those are qualities and characteristics that I think all supervisors should have, and you're doing that. So thank you.
I mean, not going to lie, it's a little bit of self-serving. If they go to other jurisdictions, I now have a contact there. Call them and I need help.
So we got a black quarantine release that we need done over there. Can you, Totally. Yeah. Totally. Well, good deal. Anything, Bishop, we want to add before we wrap this up?
I don't think so. I think that they both deserve the recognition, and I hope you guys have a happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Also, how do you have a French Bulldog puppy? Like, where is it? Why?
I foster for a local rescue.
Okay.
And so the one I have came from our shelter, but his mom found herself in another shelter. Got and like I was telling Ashley before we started, he was a single. Ollie was a single. We were worried, you know, singles don't grow up the best, so they needed friends. So they got thrown together.
So. That's super cool. Very cool.
One other thing I was going to say, Dan, Sean, if you want, you're welcome to come on the show anytime and talk to us about not your award and just talk to us and just be on the show too. We can set that up.
Okay.
Wait, but Jennifer doesn't get an invite? What's going on?
Well, yes, Jennifer, you too.
Wow.
But
Jennifer, you did the nomination, but you're not allowed on the podcast because you weren't ACO of the year. You have to stay home. You're both more than welcome. Some of the things that we're trying to do a little more of are some case studies. So if there's ever any closed cases that you want to discuss or just have things like that, we're happy to have you back on and we can do it that way too. So you're more than welcome to reach out at your convenience, and we're excited to bring 2024 in and continue to do this show the way that we've been doing it, with a little bit of more interaction from our listeners and or guests.
Yeah. And I just want to tell you guys, thank you. Like I said, I've been in this for 12 years, and there wasn't a whole lot of resources for us when we started. There weren't a lot of people that you could connect with that did what you do. And it's really hard to find people who can relate to what you deal with on a day-to-day in this profession. So even just to be able to listen to y'all's podcast and hear other people talk about what they deal with, it, you feel a little less alone, I guess you could say. So it is. I do push it. I teach at our state academy every year, and I write it up there on the board. I'm like, you guys want something interesting to listen to?
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So. And how long has this podcast been going on? Really?
Mm-hmm. Five years?
Yeah, this will 2024 will start our fifth year.
Longer than the average ACO career.
Yeah, so check them out. We have several episodes. Most of them are just available as audio. Mm-hmm. We started late this year in 2023 doing the video version. Just, you know, that's a lot of people listen on YouTube. And now Spotify also has that option to do the video. People want to see your face. They want to see these French bulldog puppies or this little white mix puppy on Jennifer's lap. Like, that's
he's a Heinz 57.
He's so cute. Is he missing an eye too?
He's going to be missing an eye. Aww. In January. Yeah, he was attacked by mom at a couple weeks old. So there were a couple moments where we were ready to let him go, and he didn't want to. So
he said, nope, I'm coming. He said, I'm just going to be named Pirate. That's all. Hey, ahoy. Because he already has the patch over the eye. It's freaking perfect.
Yeah, he's been itching at his face a bit much. So we're about to put the cone of shame on him after today.
Aww.
I know I hate cones as much as they do. I don't want to put it on him.
Well, thanks to both of you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Congratulations again, Sean. Be on the lookout for that package. We definitely do need a photo. So I'll hound either Jennifer
or
email
happens.
It. Okay. Thank you. And we're excited to get it to you. And you can display it somewhere. Maybe not in your truck, since your truck's extremely clean. But you know, if you have a workspace or you want to take it home.
I've got a desk. It goes it'll go right with the other awards. So, yeah, I've got a space for it.
Cool. Awesome. Hey, he's an award-winning, a well-decorated ACO over there. He's like, it just goes with all those other ones that I have, you know. It's no big deal. All right, well, anything final, Bishop?
What? I don't have anything else.
Oh, as we do on this show, thanks for listening. Thanks for liking, sharing, rating the podcast, even though they may not have done that yet. But if they do, then we say thank you for liking, sharing, and rating the podcast. Bishop's looking at me like I'm crazy. And check out the website again. The website is keepithumane.com. Check out the podcast network. That's keepithumane.com/podcast network. And as always, Bishop,
let's keep it
humane.
Maine.